And it's time for another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92. This morning we're going to visit with Liz Charles from Appleton Area Health. And good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Yeah, well, it's been a while since you've been on Wellness Wednesday. Glad to have you back.
Glad to be back.
All right. I think last time we recorded in your office, didn't we?
I believe we did.
Yeah.
How long I'm in my office, but you're not this time. So.
That's right. So how long have you been working with Appleton Area Health?
I've been here for 6 years now. I started in 2018.
Okay, and what do you specialize in, Liz?
So I specialize in women's health and family practice. So I will see anybody prenatal through geriatrics.
Okay, good. What do you like about working at Appleton Area Health, Liz?
I really enjoy working with everybody here. All my coworkers, especially in the clinic, they're a great team to have.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say Sidonia.
And Sidonia. She's wonderful.
Yeah, we got to give her a shout out, right?
I love Sidonia. We worked together at the gate at the fair and had a pretty good time.
yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, Sidonia, I work with Sidonia quite a bit with the marketing part, and she does a great job. So.
Yes, she does.
Okay, so what are we going to talk about this morning, Liz?
Well, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, so I just wanted to bring some information to people.
Okay, all right, I'll give you the floor.
Okay. So, yeah, like I said, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and want to discuss the importance of getting your annual mammograms done. So 1 in 8 women in the United States will be diagnosed with breast cancer sometime in their lifetime. And by getting your screening mammogram, you're really going to catch things early and increase good survival rates and good opportunities for treatment. That early detection is really important. And catching it early, you're going to be able to treat things before they spread. And
what age group are we talking here, Liz, for mammograms? What do you encourage women at what age to come in? Does it have to be often, or how often?
So in average risk women, so meaning that you don't have any personal history or significant family history or known genetic issues, the age to start would be 40.
Okay.
Once a year,
okay.
Mm-hmm. And then those who have higher risk, so those who have family history in those first degree relatives, meaning mother, sister, daughter, or known positive genetics, that BRCA gene that people have probably heard talked about, should start mammograms earlier, typically around the age of 30.
Talk about, you got a special machine at Appleton Area Health, I understand, huh?
Very exciting that we now have our own 3D mammo machine here. Before, we would have a truck come once a week, but now we have our own 3D mammo, and that's very exciting for us. That means we can offer screenings more often, and even better, we can do some screenings in the evening time to help fit in people's schedules who work.
Okay. The technology has really improved in the last few years, or advanced, I should say, in finding lumps or whatever, right?
Yep. Especially, you know, now that the 3D mammo is kind of the standard of what people are using, because they're able to catch more, you know, at smaller sizes, and more effective in the diagnosis, decreases risk of false positives, and even better is there's not a lot of radiation exposure with these.
Okay. Talk a little bit about, you know, women can do a self-exam at home. How do you do that, and what are you looking for?
So when I talk to women about doing self-breast exams, I'm telling them to get used to what their normal breast tissue feels like. And if they notice anything that is new or different, that they should, you know, come in so we can check that out, you know, meaning any skin changes to their breasts, if there's any new lumps, dimpling of the skin, any nipple discharge, especially clear bloody nipple discharge, a lump under the nipple, any change in breast size, if they're looking a little asymmetric, any of that would warrant you to come in so we can check things out further.
Okay. All right, real good. Yeah, any other information that you wanted to mention, or did we cover everything?
One thing I do want to mention, too, is that we do utilize the SAGE program, which is a program through the state of Minnesota. So it helps low-income women or those who don't have adequate insurance to be able to get those screening mammograms, cervical cancer screenings, can do diagnostic services. So if their screening mammogram should come up abnormal, they can get covered for the additional testing that would need to be done. So, and that's something that they would come here and we would get them signed up for that if that's what is needed.
Okay, good. Yeah, a lot of good services at Appleton Area Health, isn't there?
Yes, we do. We're very lucky.
Okay. All right. If people have questions more for you, how can they get a hold of you, Liz?
So if they have any questions or concerns, they can just give us a call at the clinic, and we can get them scheduled with one of us.
Okay. All right. Hey, thanks a lot for being on Wellness Wednesday this morning. Good information there, Liz.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Liz Charles, a nurse practitioner at Appleton Area Health, and this has been another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92.